This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Vice President Joe Biden is expected to visit Baltimore this afternoon to talk about the troubling backlog of rape kits around the country that have never been analyzed. Hundreds of thousands of these kits contain potential DNA evidence from sexual assaults. The White House has proposed new funding to help clear that backlog. From Baltimore, Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Testing a single rape kit costs $1,000 to $1,500 on average. Linda Fairstein is a former sex crimes prosecutor in Manhattan and part of the End the Backlog campaign. She says if passed, the proposed $41 million in federal funding wouldn't just help pay for that testing.
I think it would send an extremely powerful message to the law enforcement agencies that have allowed kits to collect dust that this will no longer be accepted.
Almost 6 years ago, more than 11,000 kits were found in a police storage facility in Detroit. Peg Tallett with the Michigan Women's Foundation says the testing so far has led to 15 convictions.
If you look at one group of five of them, well, the evidence sat on a shelf at a Detroit police storage unit. They raped 28 other women and murdered seven.
Tallett has turned to private donors to help process the remaining few thousand evidence kits. The campaign began in early January. By the end of last week, it had raised $825,000. In Baltimore, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.